barely hear you, though. It's pretty quiet.
Can you hear me now? We good?
That's better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting here reading the newspaper. Let me move this stuff out of the way.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Foxy 107, 104, your only station for today's R&B and classic soul. And you've heard the candidates speak their piece. Now it's time for our Foxy listeners to get out there and have their say. And I have on the line with me the legendary R&B singer, music producer, songwriter, and all coolest guy on the planet, John Legend. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited and fired up. What about you?
I'm feeling good. I think it's going to be a good day.
So what does this election mean for the future?
Well, you know, a lot of things are at stake. Health care that's affordable and accessible to everybody. If you vote for President Obama, that will stay in place. If you vote for Governor Romney, he's promised to repeal it. Taxes that are more fair, that's at stake. Preserving a lot of our programs in the safety net that help poor people get out of poverty. Those things are at stake. Programs that fund education when it comes to things like Head Start and early education, but also when it comes to grants and loans for young people that want to go to college. Under Obama administration, there will be more money for that. Under a Romney administration, there will be less. There's a lot of things that are going to affect a lot of people's lives that are going to be decided when you decide who you vote for today for president, and not only just for president, but for the legislature and all these other things. These are the people we put in place to decide these issues, and they have differing opinions about which way to go, and you have to decide which one you think reflects where you think the country should go.
Now, I was just reading in the newspaper today that Americans in the age group of 25 to 29 are getting their bachelor's degree, the highest rates for quite some time. So when you say education, it's starting to finally pay off for some people to get that education, to get that good job.
Well, it's been paying off for a long time. There's kind of been this myth that even with a college education, you can't get a job now. But I promise you, even though unemployment, when it goes up for everybody. It goes up a lot worse for those that that don't have a college education. It's much easier to get a job when you do have a bachelor's degree. I think the bachelor's degree unemployment rate is like 4%, and for those that don't have it, it's closer to like 10%. So there's a big difference in unemployment for those who have a bachelor's and those who don't. And so my thing is, for anybody who wants to succeed in this country, the best way to guarantee that you'll be employable and have a chance to make a good living is to get a bachelor's degree. That doesn't mean that's the only way, but it's definitely the most likely way to do it. And so to the extent that we can make college more accessible and more affordable for people, then I think we should do that to give people an opportunity to help themselves.
Imagine we are 50 years in the future. In your opinion, what person's contribution to the black culture during the past 12 years should be made part of our Black History Month celebration?
Well, certainly the president, just inspiring us and letting us know that something we thought that was impossible was possible. And I think it's kind of heightened what we think is achievable for us. And I think that's a big thing. You know, it's an obvious answer, but I think that's it's really such an important change in our perception of what's possible. And knowing that, and then adding to that things like changing education policy and things of that nature, so that we actually not just have aspirations to do well, but have the ability to do well, that's going to make a big difference.
If you just tuned in, I'm talking with the legendary John Legend. Johnny, last words for our Foxy listeners about getting out to vote today.
Well, you know, North Carolina is very important. It's very important that everybody gets out there and let your voices be heard. It's a close election throughout the country. It's very close in North Carolina, and you guys will have a lot of say in who becomes our president, whether Barack Obama gets four more years or if we begin the Mitt Romney era. I personally am voting for Barack Obama, and hopefully you will too. But whoever you vote for, get out and vote, and let your voices be heard.
All right. Thank you so much, John. When can we expect that new album?
It's coming soon. I'm almost done, actually. We are about to mix the album very soon, and it'll come out in the spring next year. In the meantime, The polls close at 7:30 tonight, and make sure you get out there and get in line by 7:30. So even if you're in line by 7:30, they'll still let you vote even if you vote after that. So everybody get out there. Make some time to do it. I think it's so important. It's worth it. I was able to vote early, so I got it out the way. I'm done. And hopefully everybody can say that by the end of the day, that they voted and they've made a difference in this country.
All right, John, thank you so much for your time, and happy Election Day.
Thank you.